With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a security agreement with the United States is, quote, 100% ready, adding Ukraine is waiting for its partners to set a signing date. Speaking after trilateral talks in Abu Dhabi with Russia and the U.S., Zelensky emphasized Ukraine's push for European Union membership by 2027. Hundreds of thousands of customers across the South without power. That huge winter storm coating tree branches and power lines with ice. Ice and snowfall likely to continue through Monday around much of the country. National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Santarelli.
Behind this storm, it's just going to get bitterly cold across basically the entirety of the eastern two-thirds of the nation, east of the Rockies. And that's going to prove to be the snow and the ice will be slow to melt away. And it may hinder some recovery efforts as well, make things harder to restore as it just gets so cold.
House Republicans hope to keep their majority with the 2026 midterms. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Over the past 80 years, the party of the sitting president has won midterm seats in the House only two times. Despite the historical record, House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain feels good about the GOP adding to its razor-thin majority.
We've defied the odds to this point, right? I'm an optimist by nature, and I think we're on the right side of things. We are on the right side of the policies.
McClain, who is a congresswoman from Michigan, was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Well, America's moms and dads like religious freedom.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
American Hispanic congregations are growing. A new poll finds a lot of new Latino-majority churches springing up around the nation. And while they are small, they won't be for long. Average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by the eighth year, that number has increased to about 100. Many of the new churches in three states with the most Hispanics, primarily Texas, Florida, and California. This is SRN News. Financial markets will be watching very closely this week as Federal Reserve policymakers meet to decide, well, what to do about interest rates. Here's Rich Thomason.
The general consensus is that the Fed will leave well enough alone, leaving rates right where they are after cutting them at each of its last three meetings. Given that inflation and the job market are relatively stable, policymakers are not expected to adjust rates again this time. The annual rate of inflation held at 2.7% in November and December, while the unemployment rate edged lower in December after rising to a four-year high the month before. Rich Thomason, Washington.
NBA postponing two games Sunday because of the winter storm. Dallas Mavericks and Milwaukee game was canceled. So was the Nuggets and the Grizzlies. Super Bowl 60 is all set. It will be New England and Seattle. More details, srnnews.com.